This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Last, Gwyneth and I have been talking about a fall of a civilization. We've been talking about the destruction of farmland. We've been talking about desertification. And we're going to shift right now for a few minutes to Nurse Tracy. And Nurse Tracy has called in. She called me yesterday, and she mentioned something that is probably new to pretty much everybody. And Tracy, welcome.
Hi, Vinny. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I wanted to expound upon some of the questions I'm finding out here in the communities of what can we do, because we all know that our country and our world has gone off the railroad track. So I am a student, just like all of us should be students, and learn and research and spend my time digging and finding answers. And I've come across in our founding documents, our founding fathers laid out a path that we should follow once we are educated and educate ourselves with this information. So I'm going to start by a simple thing that most people probably already know. Our preamble to our Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, our original Constitution was hijacked, if you will, and that happened in 1861 and 1871, respectively. And I'll give you a timeline of how this happened. This is going to be a lot of information that people are going to need to write down, because I'm going to give us all the solution at our local level of how you can become involved, learn the information, and plug yourself in to restore our republic. We are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. So did you know, in 1213, the Pope and the Vatican created the Treaty of Verona, claiming ownership of all lands and souls in the world. In 1215, the Magna Carta was created to counter the Treaty of Verona.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Continue, Tracy.
That's okay. Keep going. Okay, I'm interested.
Tracy,
I'm listening.
Tracy, we have Gwyneth Isaacs on with us in Australia, and we've got Tracy in Missouri, and I'm here. So all three of us are connected, and there is a delay of about 3/4 of a second. So I just want to let you all know. Tracy, please continue.
Okay. In 1604, the Virginia Company, a French chartered crown-owned company, was created. In 1620, the Virginia Company granted a settlement of American land to the crew of the Mayflower to colonize. In 1776, the Declaration of Independence was created and given notice to the international community. In 1777, the Articles of Confederation was created. In 1783, the Virginia Company changed its name to, it's very important to understand the grammar fraud we've all been placed under. So they changed the name to the United, capital U, small letters United, capital S, state, small letters state, small of, capital A, America. In 1789, founders at Constitutional Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and created the federal constitution, creating a more perfect union. A reporter asked Ben Franklin, what form of government have you brought upon us? And Ben Franklin responded, a republic if you can keep it. Richard Henry Lee, standing behind Ben Franklin, said, and if you cannot keep it, you will end up with a democracy. This was the beginning of the great American liberament to see if the people can self-govern. From this day forward, the Vatican, London, and the Crown worked to subvert and take back the colony from we the people. In 1812, British soldiers burned our nation's capital to eliminate the original 13th Amendment, the Titles of Nobilities Act, that forbids any nobility from holding public office or trust. The British lost the battle and could not take the colonies. The Crown decided to take the colonies from within by stealth. British Accreditation Registry, B.A.R. Hard-holding lawyers with an oath given to Britain. Allegiance to a foreign power were instructed to subvert the American government and destroy it from within. Now, you got to understand that most people do not know any of this information. But I'm telling you how we were hijacked and how we can get back on track. 1861, a lawyer by the name of Abraham Lincoln, in violation of the Title of Nobilities Act, the original 13th Amendment, became president on March 4th. On March 14th, 11 southern states walked out of Congress without adjourning and settling a date to return. This is sine die. This is the day the Republican form of constitutional government became vacant. After this date, America has no government, and all government actions are de facto and fraud. De facto is a very important word for people to learn. We are operating under de facto government. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued General Order 100, stating that, quote, until the people return to self-governing, a military is to run the country, end quote. America came to be governed under the Lieber Code, military law, and martial law. And I will give you a link to a soldier that goes through military law and code and why they're in control, how they're in control, and what's going on, if you can understand and read and research and learn. 1871, District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871 established Washington, D.C. as a corporation to provide 19 essential services to the American people. The Constitution for the United States was changed to all capital letters because it's a corporation. They changed the Constitution to the Constitution of the United States, all capital letters. Very important. Grammar fraud. 1928, the War Department issued Field Training Manual 2000-25 on citizenship and how to return to a Republican form of constitutional government from a democracy. General Douglas MacArthur studied under this manual. So here are some things you didn't learn in school, which you probably didn't learn all of that in school either. In 1932, Franklin Delano Roosevelt orders the training manual 2000-25 and all negative references to a democracy destroyed with no explanation. In 1945, General Douglas MacArthur created Project Blue Book, where he handpicked a few of the brightest in the special forces and trained them in nation building and the Constitution. The men who participated in Project Blue Book formed the Restore America Plan in 1945. Now we're going to fast forward to 2009, and then I will explain to you how you can get involved. And we, the people, are the ones that tell our elected officials what we would like done. We need to hold them accountable. In 2009, those who studied under General Douglas MacArthur and the Restore America Plan initiated the resettling of counties and states via original jurisdiction assemblies. The Michigan General Jural Assembly adjourned the Congress sine die March the 14th, 1861 session, brought it forward to 2010, and scheduled the next meetings proper each month since to today's interim status. In 2011, notice was given to the Office of the POTUS, Michigan Governor et al., and remains unrebutted through today. December of 2011, the Michigan General Jural Assembly issued 21 requisitions to Office of the POTUS, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Pentagon, and the Secretary of State. In 2018, the Michigan General Jural Assembly created a school named the National Assembly to teach people from other states how to duplicate what Michigan has done. Now I'm going to give you, I'll give this to you multiple times during the broadcast because people need to go here and learn and teach themselves. www.national-assembly.net. In 2019, seven Alaskans came together on October the 5th in Wasilla, Alaska, and formed the Alaska General Jural Assembly and have been growing through today. Now, many are not aware of, and this that website I just gave you will give you way, way, way more information. Please do your homework. Please research. Please watch the videos that have been provided because we the people can peacefully assemble and have remedies.
Okay, we're going into a break, and we will be right back. That website that Tracy just gave is National Assembly, national-assembly.net, national-assembly.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, what you're hearing right now is radio as you've never heard it before. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, standing by. Nurse Tracy is with us, and this is absolutely, positively riveting. Every minute of today's broadcast, hour number one through this very second. Tracy, please continue.
Okay, so we the people have a way of sharing the great awakening, of teaching our communities and people and patriots what they can do by peacefully assembling. They've called us to peacefully assemble. We were instructed by the forefathers to do so. In Missouri, let me just go through a little brief. The true structure and authority of our government has been hidden from us. Now we are awakening to realize that the people have more power than they have believed. A series of free training presentations are now being provided that describe our true governance structure, which includes dual assembly and grand juries, and how we can use it to enforce laws and remove corrupt people from office that don't follow their oath. We, the people in dual assembly, can impanel people's grand juries, which can address the enemy's Achilles heel, their fraud, corruption, and immorality. You will find a tab on the website I gave you where you can contact and find your state assembly. If it has not been formed, contact one of the other contacts on there, and they will help you and explain and send someone to teach what needs to be taught. Now we are in Missouri. It's a free two-part seminar on the true structure and authority of the government. that has been hidden from us and are being made in every county in Missouri and several other states in the United States. I believe there are currently 16 state assemblies that have settled that are currently working to get their county assemblies settled. I know this is maybe confusing, but I have got a short amount of time to give you a whole lot of information, and I apologize. So it's not a theory that this is happening. States right now are actively engaged in restoring our original republic that we lost in 1861. Missouri is one of the states that are in the lead. Missouri assembled a du jour on November the 20th of 2021 and held a people's grand jury. Notices ran in the USA Today and were sent to the governor and the attorney general of Missouri. St. Louis County assembled August the 7th, just this year, August the 7th. What is occurring is reassembling our de jure republic government in each state. We, the people, are assembling and can call grand juries. These assemblies and grand juries have the lawful right to A, protect the innocent, B, indict the guilty, and C, audit and oversee government. The assembly determines the will of the people. It says we are to have a redress of our grievances. Vinny, can you tell me anywhere you can redress your grievance in our current
No, I can't. I've tried. I have tried in Lebanon, where they sent the troops, the police and the fire department to disrupt the last Get Prepared Expo that we had, and I asked the city manager. The mayor deferred to the city manager. I was supposed to meet with the mayor, the fire chief. And instead, I was only allowed to meet with the city manager. And I said, do you have a copy of the Missouri State Constitution? If not, I can give you one. I have one right here for you. And he said, no, I've got it somewhere in the car, but we don't go by that. We go by our own policies and procedures. I think that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely, that's what I'm talking about. There's no way to hold accountable to oath.
Tracy, yes.
Yes, I just sent you an email that relates to what Tracy was saying. If you could have a look at it in the ad, that'd be great. And comment afterwards.
Very, very good. Tracy, are you staying with us?
Yes, I can.
All right, we'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
And to God be the glory.
Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia beat Republican challenger Herschel Walker to win Tuesday's runoff election for Senate. Warnock will lead Georgia for a full 6-year term. With Tuesday's victory, the Democrats control the Senate 51-49, and Republicans control the House. Elon Musk has fired Twitter's Deputy General Counsel James Baker over his alleged suppression of internal documents about blocking the post-Hunter Biden laptop evidence of wrongdoing. President Trump's family business was found guilty Tuesday of tax fraud with a New York jury, finding the Trump Organization engaged in an off-the-books compensation scheme to pay executives in car leases, apartments, and cash. The organizations could face a fine of roughly $1.6 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Watch it.
I know there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you ever wondered what free speech is, this is it. This is free speech. And, class, this is not patronizing. This is just fact. You are listening to two of the brightest ladies in radio right here, right now. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, Nurse Tracy in Missouri. I know Nurse Tracy. She's been to the Get Prepared Expo more than once. Nurse Tracy, Gwyneth sent me an email. Gwyneth, why don't you just say what you sent me? I think it'd be best coming from you. I have it in front of me.
Okay. I actually have the email in front of me on my end, but I'll read it out. Vincent, regarding Tracy's call, I just thought you'd like to see this. I believe she was meant to call. This absolutely ties in. It's the same beast. God bless you, Vincent. I'll speak with you soon. And I attached two images to that email. One was the IRS logo. If you want to know what it is, go and search it on your favorite search engine. It's very easy to find. And the other one is the Roman ensign. That is the symbol of Rome, of the Roman Empire. And I will describe it. The IRS logo is a eagle, stylized eagle, holding a balance in its mouth and surrounded by a laurel wreath. The Roman ensign, the Roman ensign, which was the symbol of the Roman Empire, was an eagle surrounded by a laurel wreath. But it, instead of having a balance, a set of scales in its mouth, it's sitting on something that seems to be, I don't know, it's kind of difficult to make out. But I'll tell you what it is. It's called a fasces. And it kind of looks like a French loaf of bread. And I thought it was a French loaf of bread, but I quickly did some more research. I found out it's not a French loaf of bread. It's a bundle of sticks which is tied together. And you can't really see it too well in some of the images, but in other images it's very clear. At the center of the set of sticks, all the other sticks are bound around one stick at the center, and the stick that's at the center has an axe head on it. And that is an ancient Roman symbol, and it means you're all tied to us, but we're the only stick that has an axe at the end of it. Meaning, yes, you're tied to us, but we have the power to destroy you. That is the meaning of the symbol. And it's the same symbol that the ancient Romans had that is used to this day with minor modifications by the US government in its extortion racket system. And what is the very definition of extortion? It's fascism, which is pictured by the fasces, a bundle of sticks bound around an axe. Does that make sense, Vincent?
I think what you said is absolutely crystal clear. Tracy, back to you.
Okay. I would like to encourage all of the listeners to find Donald Trump's inauguration speech. It's very, very important. We have got to understand, just like Gwyneth was explaining, that symbolism is everywhere, and we need to pay attention, learn, and find out what it means, because this is another form of grammar fraud, if you will. So I want to talk just a little bit about when you plug into forming an assembly and what the presentations look like. But back to, before I get sidetracked, I apologize for this. In Donald Trump's inauguration speech, the military comes down the steps behind him. It gives me goosebumps just to talk about it. When the military came down behind him, he made the statement that we are returning the power back to you, the people. Now, many people don't understand that in the background, from the top down, they have been doing exactly that. In the classes that we teach, people will learn some of this background, and there's many, many things to learn. I still learn, okay? that the military came down behind him. We are giving power back to you, the people. And, Vinny, I would like to thank you for your compliment that you gave me, but I also would like to state that this is a we, not me, operation. Without all of us doing our part, plugging ourselves in, learning the information, boots on the ground. So they're coming from the top down, or, you know, top down, and we, the people, need to come from the bottom up and do our part. So our first presentation's introductory, and it's designed to get everyone to the same foundational starting point, which is what I read to you in the beginning, the breakdown of the dates and how we went off the railroad track, so forth. Most attendees find that the information they receive is life-changing in nature. They will never be the same again because they were never taught the information. The second presentation is a little more extensive and a little bit longer, and it covers sovereignty, common law, federal assembly, and a timeline of significant historical events, followed by a Q&A. I'm going to give another website out. It's just in its construction phase, but it gives information for continued self-education. It's AmericanCivicsEducation.org. I'm also going to give you on Telegram, on the Telegram app, you can find the soldier that is teaching what military law is, why it's different than civil and common law, and why some operations are going on if you can open your eyes to see them. And that information is as such. If you go to Telegram, it's capital RACTLE, crap, TRAP, 1776, and it's a picture of Derek Johnson in his military fatigue. The link is https://t.me/rattletrap1776.
Are you still there, Tracy?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry. I did not mean to get sidetracked. I just wondered if you have any more questions, and I want to give, you know, the other website, which is www.national-assembly.net. Both Alaska and Michigan have settled. They both have settled their assemblies and have formed grand juries. We've been down this road for 235 years of getting off the railroad track. It's going to take time. And the beginning of this process is educating ourselves, not taking my word for it. I do not want you to take my word for it. The information is there if you're willing to research, learn, and ask questions. There's lots of people you can ask questions to when you go to the website. If they don't know the question, the answer to the question, we will find the answer to the question. There's a great group of patriot people out here that can do things that we've already been given to right the wrongs that have been done to us. Peacefully, by the way, peaceful assembly. We are not trying to overthrow anything. We are peacefully assembling because that is our God-given, creator-given, sovereign right to do so. Do you have any questions, Vinny?
I've just been studying World War One a little bit, and, you know, just a few people make a mess of everything. A few people have set the world on fire. I'm talking about the Kaiser in World War One. I'm talking about Julius Caesar before that. I mean, just a few people have really done a lot of damage. And this is really refreshing that it can be done peacefully. Because everyone I know, everyone I've talked to, believes that something is really, really wrong, except for a few Democrats who think everything is great. Other than that, everyone else thinks something is many things are wrong, and they want it fixed. Tracy, let me ask you this. Do you think that your life is in danger with what you're doing?
Absolutely. It's absolutely in danger, but you know what? If not us, then who, Vinny? And the way that this evil continues is when good men do nothing. Did you know that? I do not recall the date, and I'm sorry about that. I'll get it to you as soon as I can remember it or get it. But they used to read the Magna Carta in the from the pulpits of the churches to inform the people. They read it in the churches. That's what the churches should be for. And the thing is, I'm not going to stand in fear. The living water of my Creator flows through me. He is my power. I was created to right the wrongs. We were all created to do so. It's just whether or not we're willing to invest our time and commitment to our fellow countrymen. We've got to stick together, get together, learn, understand, and get on with it.
Tracy, when we come back, would you answer this question, if you were there? I believe you were. At our last Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri, did you see the police come in waves with the canines? And then when that didn't seem to shut us down, they sent the fire department. And the massive truck.
You're like most Americans. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tracy, very quickly, were you at that expo when the police came and then that didn't seem to shut us down, and so they sent the fire department with the lights and siren and all that? Were you there?
Yes, I was there.
Okay.
It was repulsive.
So that's the people were scared to death. And this was in Lebanon, Missouri class. People were absolutely frightened. The idea to pull the fire truck, the biggest one that they had in the city, to pull that up to the front door to let people think the building was on fire. No need to go to the Get Prepared Expo because the building's on fire. That was after they sent the canine squad. Yeah. So, and here's one of the little points.
Well, here's what I think about it as far as fear goes. Better men and women have died and sacrificed their lives. Their families have suffered all over the world, giving their lives for our freedom. Can we keep it? Are we willing to do what it takes peacefully to stop these endless wars that are paid for on both sides of the war? They're not familiar with that. People do not know this information, but they can be taught. You can learn. You have common sense. We can get back to the original foundation set for us by men. By the way, Vinny, are you aware they burned their houses down? They killed their families to prevent us from knowing that we are free, knowing that we are sovereign. We are sovereign because God, the Creator, made us sovereign, not because man did.
You're talking about the men who pledged their lives and their honor and their fortunes, the founding fathers who, all of them, really paid a horrific price. Are those the ones you're talking about?
They paid horrific prices. And I'm also talking about, I'm doing this for the children, for my children, for my grandchildren, for your children, for your grandchildren. I'm doing this for my father who passed away in May from that poison. And he served in Vietnam and was never the same again. Neither was his family. I'm doing this for my father. My father went to foreign lands to fight a foreign war that we should have never been in, and we got lied to. The soldiers were lied to, too. They're honorable, great men that went there to fight for our freedom. We have an obligation and a duty to right the wrongs that have been done to us. I will keep repeating that. It is our obligation. I'm tired of people telling me they don't have time. We don't have time, people. I had someone say they couldn't come to the last presentation I had last Saturday because they had holiday things to do. You are not going to have a holiday to celebrate if you do not take action, participate, teach yourself, learn, and get with it. We are at a critical juncture around the world, not just the United States. Australia can also do this exact same thing. They can be taught the exact same thing that our founders have done.
Tracy, Gwyneth, your comments.
Okay. Basically, Tracy's saying what I said in the first hour from a different point of view. Okay? When the Romans went into Carthage, they burnt their houses down too. And the only people in the whole Carthaginian Empire who survived the ravages of Rome were the Moroccans, the Mauritanians, the Tuareg people. And they did so because they were fierce, and they were also good farmers. And I think that the people who have the greatest chance, I'm not hopeful for a peaceful revolution on this, but I don't think that the violence is going to come from our side, but we're going to have to deal with it. That's just my humble opinion. The Tuareg were never subdued by Rome because they were fierce and they fought for their farms. They fought for their lands. The Romans weren't able to subdue them. And the other thing that saved the Tuareg was those parts of the Sahara that were devastated. They remembered where the water holes were. And to this day, every Tuareg tribesman, as he grows up, learns where the water holes are. And those water holes, when the Romans went away, they converted the wells to oases. And to this day, the Tuareg are gradually winning the Sahara back from the desert. And they're gradually expanding their farms, starting at the water hole.
Very quickly, Gwyneth, will you be able to spend some more time with us next week on this topic? And then, Tracy, will you be able to come back next week?
Sure, I would be happy to.
I'd love to.
Wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much for being warriors.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.